Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV. Jeffrey TV Podcast. Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Wednesday. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And yesterday I had a very good day. What's surprising about that, because I do usually have good days, is that I basically did nothing spectacular. Woke up, walked 4,000 or 5,000 steps, and on the way back stopped by the grocery store, picked up some chicken wings and some french fries and shoestring frozen, of course, baby spring salad, cottage cheese, bacon. I bought bacon yesterday. It was the repackaged stuff that was slightly turning a little bit brown. Just a little bit now. Now, we're in Ralph's, so I'm sure it was safe. It was marked down at 99 cents. I bought all three of them. Came home, fired that up in the oven, put it in the broiler at first on low in the pan. Then I took it out of the broiler and put it in the oven because I wanted it to cook and not, you know, burn up, fry, whatever. Well, I also bought some Oscar Mayer wieners. Was there Oscar Mayer wieners are my favorite. You know, all those ballparks and those big ones and those big shot or whatever. No, Oscar Mayer wiener. Those are the best. Bought those home, so I decided, you know, I was going to put bacon on my hot dog. Oh, I also bought some Tillamook cheese. Tillamook, whatever that's called. Been watching Hulu. And one of the commercials is for Tillamook, and they just talked it up. So I was like, all right. So I bought some of that. So I get home, fire up the grease, threw the wings in there. And these are frozen wings, you know, the frozen cut up wings, no spices, no breading. So after I fry them, I throw them in a bowl. Sprinkle some of the cheap hot sauce I got, because I bought 2 bottles of hot sauce. I bought the good red hot kind, and I bought like one of them 99 cent cheap bottles. So I put some of that on there, some onion powder, salt, pepper, shake it up in the bowl, makes a nice little saucy thing at the bottom. Another thing too, black people, for many of you, you would consider my chicken not done, uncooked. Black people like to cook their chicken seriously. To the point where the meat is almost not dried up, but just cooked up. And there's no juiciness in it. I don't mind biting into a wing and having that gristle still be gristle. You know, and the meat still white and fluffy. You know, almost, from what I've been taught by black folks, is basically undercooked. But I like it that way. You bite into it, it's all juicy. Now, I ain't talking about it as red. You know, the meat is still white. It turns white. It's not that red, pinkish, uncooked stuff. So I put that in there, and I'm sitting there, and I go to make my hot dogs. Oh, another thing, too. Some of that bacon was left over. I'm having bacon with my breakfast. Cottage cheese. Baby spring salad and a half of bratwurst and a piece of bacon and water. So I get the hot dogs all fired up. Bacon's done. Wings going. Shoestring fries, air frying. And I go to get the buns, which was the reason I got the hot dogs. And they were moldy. I had to throw them away. But luckily for me, I had some of this kind of ciabatta, some kind of bread I had bought from maybe Christmas or something in the freezer. Popped that out, threw that in the defrost microwave, broke it down, sliced it. It was already sliced. Laid 2 pieces of bacon on it. I laid some cheese on it, some of that Tillamook cheese. I sliced kind of thin, but you know. Like some slices of Tillamook cheese on it, 2 slices of bacon on top of that, put a little bit of ketchup, a little bit of mustard, put the 2 hot dogs right on top of that, took the sandwich, flipped it over, and squeezed it down. That's one thing I've been doing good. I haven't been. I used to be a bread freak. I used to eat way too much bread. I used to just. I mean, I could just eat, you know, bread and whatever. And I kind of stopped doing that. And also, probably what made it a good day yesterday, did I have any sweets? I haven't had any sweets in a couple of days. Well, maybe probably literally 2 days, because I did have them oatmeal marshmallow Little Debbie's whatever cookies, and I got one left. I ate the whole box, and when I was over at my mother's house, I ate dang near a half a gallon of ice cream. I got root beer in there because I made root beer float, Steve, with my pizza. Speaking of pizza, I also got a bacon wrapped crust pizza from DiGiorno's or whatever. It was good. Another thing, black people, I probably like my pizza undercooked too. I like to put it in there at a lower temperature and let it cook longer. So it's kind of, it's a little gooey, some not gooey gooey, but you know, it's not crisp. I don't, you know, the crisp kind of taste, I'm not into that. I prefer the more, you know, softer. I get the soft cookies. I like the soft stuff. I also started season 2 of Killing Eve. Killing Eve is good. Killing Eve is good. And not because one of the lead characters is Russian and cute and funny and just cute and funny, but edgy and got a quirky little weirdness to her. I mean, I'm like, good God, good God. And people, and the humor is good. The humor is really good. And the storyline is good. The storyline is good. So I started watching that. But probably what made yesterday a very good day was that I woke up this morning and last night, and there was no yelling neighbors. And when I got on Mr. Scale today, he said 218.8. So not only am I under 220, I'm under 219. 218.8, and I feel good about that. I feel really, really good about that. The only thing I could have did yesterday that would have made it an absolutely perfect day was take a couple G-metric tests. You see me look over there at it. That's the G-metric skills management icon on my desktop. I put it right there on my desktop. I got to still take Word and PowerPoint and Excel. Then you got to take Excel Expert and Word Expert. Get my certifications. And the funny thing is, I do want to retire at this company, but I don't want to retire answering phones. So once I get these, I have to get a Windows credit, then I'll be master something or whatever they call it, and then I'm gonna have to probably start taking certifications in a whole different classification of technical prowess. I'm thinking BlackBerry, mobility team, the people who give you email and stuff on your phone. I think I like that team. We got other teams. I manage teams and other teams. But I do want to start looking to, you know, get out of answering phones. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Just want to sit here and talk to you today. What I will do is probably have another one of these where I just talk about funk, because I'm sure a lot of you are hoping that I talk about funk and bestow upon you great knowledges of insight into the magic and majesty of funk. And of course, my opinion on what is and what ain't. But I'm not going to do that this time. This one's just going to be a bunch of rambling about random nothingness that I find so pleasing. After that walk, coming home, just getting in the shower. It wasn't too hot yesterday, so I really didn't have to turn on the air. Just watching TV, apartment, just all my toys work. Worked on some music yesterday. And also last night, you know, after I took my nap and got up and walked a little bit more, I got in the car. I wanted to listen to a mix in the car. I did a mix of, well, basically, Charlie Lake came over. He did a bass line. I liked the bass line, but I heard something different. So I took his bass line, I chopped it up, made something different. And then I didn't like the way that sounded. I mean, it was nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it. I just wanted it to be more. So what I did was I took that, I put in Very Audio in Cubase, made MIDI notes out of it, took those MIDI notes, stuck it into a synth bass. And it basically came out sounding like I'm gonna make you sick. Ding, 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 ding. No, I'm like, you know, it doesn't sound like I make you sick. I got my own version of that. It sounds better. Anyhow, not better. I didn't say better. I didn't say it was better than I'm gonna make you sick. Anyhow, so I worked on that. And I, you know, I got so excited about it, I posted it. Then I listened to it in the car, and it was horrible. The bass was just horrible. It was just mixed weirdly or whatever, loud or whatever. So I had to get back in the car and remix that bass. So I took my laptop with me, and I went to Super King, and I picked up a watermelon and some nectarines and some red grapes. Then I sat in the parking lot, which is watermelon. It's chilling now, so it'll be cold when I get home, and I love watermelon. One summer, I didn't say nothing but... I ain't gonna say nothing but it was, I ate watermelon every day. Watermelon was my new ice cream. So, you know, I got that bass mixed right. Had to use a different instrument or whatever and adjusted the cutoff and the enhancement or whatever that's called. I forget what it's called, the E something. I adjusted the resonance and this and that. And I got it right to where I wanted it to sound. And I was listening to it in the car and it was sounding so good. And I put Charlie Lake's guitar solo up and over it, and it was just nice. And I recorded that with my phone and I posted it. But anyway, I did that yesterday, and it was just good. It really is good. I think the debate start today, so here we go with that. Here y'all go with that. Ugh, here we go again. I don't know. I'm not oblivious to what's going on. I'm probably not even apathetic, though I may be. No. I'm probably agnostic. No, I can't say I'm agnostic. I'm probably agnostic to what should be done. But everybody should do what's in their heart. As far as political issues, social issues, anything. You got to do what's in your heart. You can't do anything else. You got to do what's in your heart. And if it's in your heart to do it and you don't do it, not doing it is what's really in your heart. That means you don't have the heart to do it. Anyhow, don't want to belabor the point. I do have to get ready to go to work. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Peace. Peace, love, and happiness.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Love and happiness.
Welcome, Jeffrey.
I said that wrong, huh? I forget. I wish I could think of that. I had to draw a line of the boundaries I define. I wrote a lyric. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey, swinging on y'all twice.